This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The ripple effects of President Trump's trade war with China continue to find their way to the first state. Back in August, contributor Eileen Dalabrida outlined the tariffs' impact on the retail sector, including their potential to affect the upcoming holiday shopping season. We've also recently reported on the trouble they're causing some Delaware farmers. This week, contributor John Hurdle examines how first state manufacturers are feeling the pinch, and some efforts to mitigate those issues being led by Senator Tom Carper. You can find John's piece right now at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me this week to discuss what he learned. Is there a sense of just how widespread the impact of these tariffs is in the first state, that the range of businesses that are being affected in the manufacturing sector?
Well, there was a handful of businesses represented at a recent event put on by Senator Tom Carper to discuss this issue. Senator Carper's office has said that there are actually a lot more businesses that had signed up for this event, and they say that they've had many, many inquiries from the manufacturing community as to what's going on with these tariffs and whether the senator is in a position to help them do something about it. So the sense that I have on the basis of the manufacturers who attended the Carper event and the subsequent conversations that I've had with his office and with the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce is that, yes, that the effect is pretty widespread.
And while we heard earlier this year in some of our previous reporting that retailers can often pass along some of the costs they incur because of these tariffs, that is not necessarily the case for some of the manufacturers in the state, correct?
Well, that is correct. And all of the manufacturers that I spoke to at the Carper event and those that I've heard from subsequently, or at least the majority of them, I should say, have been unable to pass on the increased cost of these tariffs to their clients. And the reason is simply one of competition. They're all operating on pretty tight margins, and they say that if they increase their prices to their customers, then they're simply going to lose out to the competition.
And with that in mind, it would seem that then they kind of have to absorb these additional costs. One would think that at some point the rubber hits the road and maybe they've got to start cutting jobs or things like that. But it seems, at least for now, that we haven't seen any significant job losses locally because of these tariffs, right?
Well, that's right. The manufacturers that I spoke to said that that none of them have been forced to actually lay off any workers yet. And of course, they were, understandably, I guess, they wouldn't talk about any job losses that might result in the future if these tariffs continue or if they increase. Given the assessment of the effect of these tariffs that they're having on these businesses, you have to ask whether at some point they might have to consider laying off people. And some of the language that they use to describe the extent or the impact, they use words like drastic and a major hit. So this is clearly causing some concern.
And along with that concern, one of the other issues you note is that this is all kind of creating an uncertainty around these businesses. Can you explain a little bit more, kind of beyond this job piece, how this creates uncertainty for these manufacturers and that affects how they operate?
I think the bottom line here is that businesses hate uncertainty. It makes it hard for them to budget. It's hard for them to plan on how much they're going to have to spend on raw materials and finished goods if those items are affected by the tariffs. They don't know how long these tariffs are going to last. They don't know whether there might be further increases in the pipeline. One of the manufacturers I spoke to, Eagle Group in Clayton, Delaware, they are a manufacturer of kitchen equipment for commercial kitchens, and they are affected by a 25% tariff. They're having to pay 25% more for finished items of kitchen equipment that they import from China. And one of their people said to me at Carper's meeting that they're kind of bracing for any possible increase in tariffs because they've already had one increase, and they're thinking, well, maybe the 25% that they're currently paying is going to have to go up to 30%, and they're feeling very vulnerable to any unilateral action on the part of President Trump. And one of their folks said to me, well, you know, we don't know what's coming down down the pike in terms of, you know, a presidential tweet, all of which is an example of the kinds of uncertainty that's causing quite a bit of concern out there.
Now, Senator Carper is co-sponsoring two pieces of legislation he says would help mitigate the issues manufacturers and others see from these tariffs. Let's take them one at a time. We'll start with the Trade Certainty Act of 2019. What does that do?
So that would prevent the president, whoever it might be, from using, there's another law called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, from using that law to unilaterally impose tariffs. And that law was designed to allow tariffs to be imposed on the basis of national security. And the proponents of this bill, who include Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, a Republican, say that the economic powers law was never intended to give the president a unilateral ability to set tariffs.
The other piece of legislation is the Reclaiming Congressional Trade Authorities Act of 2019. What's its purpose?
The purpose there is to reclaim or to return authority to Congress from the White House over trade actions, and specifically that would require Congress to approve tariffs that had been imposed on the basis of national security. Congress would have to approve those tariffs if they were within 120 days of their imposition. It would also require the U.S. Trade Representative to provide Congress with the goals and the strategy for any trade actions. It would also require the administration to assess the economic impact of those tariffs.
Talking to some of the manufacturers that you did, any sense of how they view this legislation and the kind of use of tariffs in general?
Well, I think they're broadly supportive. I mean, one of the manufacturers did say to me that he thought that he kind of agreed with the president to the extent that he viewed that, you know, China was had not been playing by the rules for a long time, but he didn't think that imposing trade sanctions, trade tariffs, was the way to do that. And so I think that that folks are pretty supportive of what Senator Carper is proposing here.
And how optimistic is the senator that there's support for this legislation, that it could actually pass?
I think it seems like on the basis of the number of co-sponsors for the bills, it's kind of early days yet. The Trade Certainty Act, he's got 8 co-sponsors currently. For the Reclaiming Authority Act, there's just 3, but Senator Carper's office points out that both of those bills are now out of their initial committee. But I think it's probably fair to say that it's a matter of wait and see as to how much congressional support these bills are going to get.
And finally, I guess the big question is, based on the folks that you talked to for this story, how worried are these businesses about their long-term prospects if something doesn't give soon in this trade war?
Judging by the kind of language that they used, as I mentioned before, you know, they're using words like drastic and major hit to describe the effect that these tariffs are having on their bottom line. It sounds like they are quite worried. Of course, the manufacturers, they're not disclosing specific information about the percentage hit that they're taking, but clearly they're worried about this, and that explains why they showed up to this meeting in the hope that the senator would give them some guidance on on whether there was any more of this coming down the pike, or whether there was the prospect of any relief from this. And it's not clear to me that the senator was able to address those specific concerns, but of course what he was able to do is to seek their support for these bills, which of course comes down to reasserting or ensuring that that Congress has more of a say over any imposition of trade tariffs going forward.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time on The Green this week. John's piece on the impact President Trump's tariffs are having on Delaware manufacturing is available right now at delawarepublic.org. And next on The Green, we hear from a first aid surgeon at the forefront of efforts to make bariatric surgery more accessible to children dealing with severe obesity. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.